there was a Aries net on Tuesday, and then there was some kind of a gossip net on after that. And I thought I might check in here and let me reset the repeater for a timeout. Hey, I thought I'd check in with everybody that I know when I was going to the club meetings that I'm still alive and kicking, but I'm not kicking very hard. And haven't gone to a club meeting for a couple of years. I don't even have a car anymore. Most things I've driven around on for the last year has been a New Holland tractor. I've been working on a old Ford 9N tractor. I got it running, but anyhow, I still need to work on the air cleaner. It's got a few holes in the bottom of the thing and it's leaking oil. But anyhow, I'd just like to say hello to everybody and let everybody know that I'm still alive, even though I haven't been to meetings for years and don't even have a car to get to one anymore. So if I ever go mobile again, it's probably going to be farm tractor mobile. Turn it back over to you, Net Control, this WB7EOI.
Man, WB7EOI, Michael. Goodness gracious, you need a ride to the meeting. You give me a call or anybody on this net, we'll come and get you. Thank you for checking in. I think that's one of the kindest things you can do. We appreciate you being a part of this net. Why don't you make this a regular on your Tuesday nights? We'd love to hear from you, hear what's going on in your world. You know, that's about as good as it can get. How's that sound to you?
Well, it sounds all right, except for I've got a lot of medical problems, and anyhow, I have to take a bunch of pills every day, and I have trouble breathing, and I run short of breath in a very short period of time, so I haven't really, you know, I don't even hardly go anyplace anymore. Sometimes I run out of breath just going from the bedroom into the kitchen, and that's kind of rough. Anyhow, they haven't figured out how to cure me yet. I guess maybe they never will. So, anyhow, that's my situation. I mostly, just hang around here on my 10 acres out here by Lake Thunderbird. And that's about it.
Okay, roger, roger on that. Well, hey, you can check into the net anyhow. Just remember, 8:30, Tuesday nights, the Gossip Net. We'd love to have you. We appreciate your checking in. Good to hear you. If you need something, give us a holler. The repeater is as close as your radio. All right, last call. Last call for the Gossip Net. This is Whiskey 5, Kilo Lima, W5. Well, wait. This is Victor, K5VL. What am I thinking? Sorry. K5BL. Call Net Control now. Okay. I didn't hear anything, so thank you for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. Good night and 73. This is your alternate substitute Gossip Net host, Victor, K5BL. And now I return this frequency to normal amateur use, whatever that is. K5VL, made it through the battery night. Everybody take care, stay safe. K5VL.
K5VL, KG5, QEZ. Thanks for doing that, sir. Hope I'm making it in. I'm on my alternate antenna set up due to increased lightning, so... Anyway, that's that. Thanks for doing that. It was a good one. For all those that survived the lightning. KG5, QZ.
Good to hear you, DJ. Now, I was just walking off, getting ready to turn it off. But always good to hear you. Hope all is well with you and the family. 73, my friend. Hope we get to talk again soon. K5VL.
All right, I'll leave it on. Good night to you, and I'll leave it on for anybody else still out there. But mag mount off a expanded metal table on the back porch. Alternate radio setup.
Hey there, Magnum. I mean Victor. Got a quick question. K5GDW.
Hey, go ahead there, John.
Again, welcome back. Was it Phil earlier that said that there was a tower on Main Street that got struck by lightning? If so, did you remember what that was?
Yeah, it was Phil. I did not hear what tower. He said the Mark Heights Tower. So I think that's the tower right behind that car dealership just on the east side of Main Street, on the north side there, that has the lookout tower that's right behind the car dealership.
Oh, I got you. I didn't know that changed up. I called them when I first moved to Norman. I wanted to know what that was, and I called the guy up, and apparently the guy, somebody wanted a, I forgot what they sold at the time. It wasn't a Thunderbird. It was a Cadillac or something. Anyway, he wanted a Cadillac, and he said, well, I've always wanted a tower, so they traded even. At least that's what the guy told me.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Actually, I knew the guy that had the tower put up there. He made a really bad deal on that one. But anyhow, the tower's there. It's a landmark, so what are you going to do?
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Good night, sir. K5GDW.
You bet, John. Good to hear you in there. Hope all is well with you. K5VL. And I'm going to be QRT. I'm going to turn this thing off. I'm down to about 30% battery power for whatever reason. Anyhow, $73 out there. This is K5VL.
Comment.
Denny.
Howdy. One of the purposes for the long squelch tail is to prevent the repeater from cycling on and off, on and off, on and off. As soon as you hear the courtesy tone, you pause a moment and go ahead and talk. That courtesy tone resets the clock and the timer. So waiting for 8 seconds or 15 seconds for the repeater to drop out is... doesn't do anything but just kill time.
You know what? I didn't know that, Denny. I thought that I would time out the repeater during the gossip event, which would be a really bad thing. So good to hear. I did not know that.
Yeah, it wipes out your crossbanding unless you've got to let it drop out then. But for normal use, as soon as you hear the tone, you pause and go ahead and talk. And that's prevent the thing from cycling on and off, on and off. Save wear and tear on the relay or whatever does it. Anyhow, you have a good evening. Good night tonight. Good night to everybody. WA6DKD.
Good night, Denny. Hope all is well. Hope you get lots of rain. I know you need your grass to grow. Just kidding. Take care, Denny. Whiskey Alpha 6, Delta Kilo Delta. This is Kilowatt 5, Victor Lima. 73.
All right, Denny, riddle me this twice tonight, maybe three times, but I think twice for sure. My radio quit transmitting to my HT on crossband. And then one time I was able to actually come back in here on the radio. I just got done washing my hands because I was working on something. But anyway, I had to come back in here and turn the volume up. I couldn't talk on it, but I could hear on it. And still carrying on the side of the radio on the 2 meter side, but wasn't transmitting. So would that be a setting in the radio most likely? That's what I'm going to deduct, was the fact that with the long tail and everything else going on and never dropping off, it cross-banded and transmitted longer than 5 minutes or so, 10 minutes, whatever, and then it quit transmitting to the 440 side. Would that make sense? That'd be a setting in the radio?
I'm not fully understanding what happened. But I also did run crossband, and with the repeater, anyhow, it would time itself out. So that's probably what happened.
All right. I'll check from there. Anyway, KG5QZ, thanks for the info. I know it was late for you too, so go to bed and all that. But I think that's what the situation is. I think I had this radio... to transmit for more than 5 minutes somewhere in the menu, but since it never drops it, when the banter's going back and forth, it kept it going, but, you know, the difference is I'm in the other end of the house in a garage, and all of a sudden my radio just acts like it died. Come back in here and turn volume up. No, it's still going on. It's just my radio, so I'm sure that's what it is. But anyway, that's that. 73, and I'm glad everybody survived the light. KC5, music.
Night, night, and 73 all, WA6D, KD.